All right, we are going to go ahead and start with our post-race winner for today's NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series race here at Echo Park Speedway, and that is Sheldon Creed. Sheldon, congratulations.
Thank you. This has
been a long time coming for you. I feel like, I'm sure you know this as well as anybody, you have finished second more times than you care to count, but you finally got to drive into Victory Lane today. Just tell us a little bit of like what you're thinking right now and what it really felt like to take that checkered flag there at the end.
Well, I don't have to finish second again before winning. So, yeah, like you said, just been 4 years of trying, 137 starts, 15 second place finishes. Yeah, wears on you because you win a truck championship and win, you know, 8 truck races and have a shot at winning truck races every week, and then go Xfinity racing and kind of expect yourself to succeed right away. And yeah, obviously had a lot of good runs, but just never finished it off, never won. So to finally do that and kind of looked like another second or third place run there coming off a 2, and it all worked out for us tonight.
All right, we'll go ahead and go to questions. I know that we have several here. I'm going to start with Holly and then go to Jordan. Holly, go ahead if you can raise your hand. There we go. Thank you.
Congratulations, Sheldon. Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. So right now, are you feeling like super happy, ready to celebrate, or a bigger sense of relief at this point?
Yes. Both. Yeah, just kind of like I touched on, it just wears on you to not win, and it's it takes a lot of people to do it. Sponsors, you know, I'm fortunate to have the family I do that supports me and really has made it to where I could keep racing. And yeah, I feel like that was coming to an end probably, or had the shot of it if I didn't win. And I don't think one win's gonna change a whole lot, but I think a few might. And you know, might get back on the radar for Cup, maybe, would love that. Obviously I wanna race on Sundays for a long time, but you have to win, and winning helps. So to get one out of the way early in the season is great. Yeah, need to win more if I want a future here.
All right, Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. So when you found out you won the race, you take the checkered flag, what was the first thought through your mind?
I started yelling at like the tri-oval once I looked in my mirror and kind of seeing that no one was coming with a run. I don't even know if I was listening to what my spotter was saying. Once I kind of knew that they weren't going to get to me, I just started yelling. And that's why my voice is still gone. But yeah, just finally, you know, finally win, and just relief. I put a lot of pressure on myself to win, and I think everyone does, but yeah, just not being a winner sucks. And yeah, to finally do it just feels incredible, and it's been 4 years since I've stood in Victory Lane at a NASCAR race, so more than that, 4.5 years really. So yeah, to finally do it, you miss that feeling, and that's why you keep working at it, because you just want to keep winning and having that feeling again.
Was there times that you doubted yourself and thought this isn't going to happen?
100%. Yeah, definitely have thought, you know, every year, like, man, am I not good enough? Or, and then you have your good runs that kind of bring your spirits back, but yeah, do I need to go run equipment, or I wouldn't be a good office job guy, but racing race cars is just, it's an incredible way to make a living. And I don't want to go run equipment. I want to keep working hard at this and keep winning. And but yeah, to answer your question, 100%, the confidence got killed the last 4 years. And I would say working back with Josh Wise again, that's helped a lot to start this season. And just getting to work with a bunch of those guys that are, you know, through all the series, there's a bunch of talent in there, and we go head to head a lot. So, you know, knowing that you can beat them at certain things gives you confidence. And just try to really work on that to start the season, is believing that I could do it again.
All right, Matt, go ahead.
Matt Weaver, Motorsport. You've been asked this a lot, some variation of this over the last 4.5 years, but like, I'm curious if winning now kind of changes the perspective you have on it, but why did it take so long?
I mean, there's a lot of reasons, right? I lost races being dumb and aggressive. I lost races because the caution came out. Almost won races for those reasons too, right? So, yeah, Lauren Rainier told me a long time ago, 6 or 7 years ago, that smart race car drivers win races. And yeah, you try to balance the difference between being smart and aggressive. Sometimes those, it's hard to balance the two. Working hard and keep showing up.
When you're standing on the front stretch, I think that was one of the loudest like victory reactions that fans have given someone in a while. Between that and practically everyone on pit road had very complimentary things about you, and they know what this means. Hearing the things you're going to hear from your peers and also from the fans, what does that mean to you?
It's feels good. It's special. I feel like I'm not the class clown of the series, but I joke around with everyone, and I just like to have fun with everyone, and I feel like I show a lot of respect to everyone on the track and off the track, and obviously we all have our run-ins, but I try to race really clean, and I think that, you know, shows in return. Get a win, and then, yeah, I think everyone's seen how close I've been and how hard I've worked at it and kept showing up, and it feels good to definitely have that respect from your peers and to hear the crowd was awesome. It's better than booze, right? So, yeah, to see everyone kind of stick around and wait for me to get out of the car, you know, some races everyone's on their way out already, so I maybe kind of figure, just because when we go do autographs and everything, like just what people say, and I knew the first one would be big. Thanks.
All right, if I can get a microphone up to Zach, please.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Sheldon, what's the range of emotions from turn two when you said it, that you felt like you were kind of resigning yourself to second or third place run there. What's that range of emotions from that corner to coming through turn four then?
I think it just goes back to learning from experience. I feel like I was in a good spot at four to go, and then I got put three middle, and then I fell to like fifth or sixth. And normally I would take that next big run and get myself bottom and maybe get to third and then fall. And I just told myself, I'm like, just, we've got time here. Might not seem like a lot, but I'm just gonna shove whoever's in front of me as hard as I can. They're gonna do something, right? Because everyone wants to be second when the white comes out, if you're not the leader. The leader is a safe spot too if we all crash right away. So everyone was kind of fighting for that, and I was able to get back top of three, got back to third, didn't have a great run down the front stretch. Ross did a really good job of like parking it off at two and let me, I had a big run. I went pretty high through one and two. And that just allowed me to push him. If I turn left on Ross, we stall each other out, the 21 wins. Like, easy win probably. So I was like, I've seen this kind of play in Cup and in other series. I'm gonna push him as hard as I can to maybe get them side by side. My plan was to run lane two and three and four no matter what, like, because I had a big run. And then I kind of seen them block and run into each other and seen them sideways and thought, no way. Like, the seas are parting. And my initial thought then was, how close are they out back? And do they have a run? And then by the time I got off of four, I seen that they didn't. And I just started screaming. So my voice is gone still.
All right, Tim, go ahead.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Day. Congrats on the win, Sheldon.
Thank you.
What would the Sheldon Creative present in this moment be telling the Sheldon Creative 10 years ago that was making the jump from Stadium Super Trucks to the Craftsman Truck Series?
Oh, good question. I don't know. When you, and there's so many of us that you grow up racing doing what you're doing, and when you win a lot as a kid, you kind of expect that out of yourself to keep winning. And when I first got to ARCA, I had a pretty big learning curve, won a few, got to trucks, same thing, got to Xfinity and had, yeah, just way more to learn. If I would say that 10 years ago to myself or anyone coming up is, just work hard and keep being patient. You know, it's not how I drew it up, right? I drew up to win my first year in the series. So, yeah, definitely probably a 37 too many starts to finally win one. We're at 137. But, not everyone's – I wish I could have a Connor Zilich story, right, where you come in and dominate. So, it's just not my story, and keep working hard.
Based off your emotion, I have a good guess, but would this rank higher than your championship in a truck series, like moment-wise for you, considering how long it took?
Nah, I don't know about that. This is massive just because it's been so long. But a truck championship is pretty darn cool. And, and I'll remember that forever. And I'll always be a truck champion. So I would say this is close, though. It's close.
All right, we're going to go to Chris in the back and then up to Chris here in the middle.
Hey, Sheldon. Chris Gollin with Above the Yellow Line Media. So first off, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now that the monkey is off your back, or whatever the saying is, and you have that first career race win, what do you think are the realistic expectations for the 00 this team? Now that you've proven you can win, with that having been done, what do you want the rest of the season to look like?
I think a lot of excess. I know Joe Custer and Gene Haas expect us to win and have a shot at winning the championship at the end of the year. That starts now, and tonight, helps get some wind in the sails for the team, some momentum. Just winning more races throughout the season. Obviously a new points format, so consistency is gonna pay dividends, and stage points are really important now, and it just makes being consistent and running up front most weeks more important. Last year I could win this one and go run 20th the next 5 weeks. Doesn't matter, right? I'm in. So, just going to keep plugging away, keep working hard, keep trying to bring fast race cars and scoring as many points as we can every week.
Thanks, Sheldon.
Thanks.
All right, Chris, go ahead.
KrishanKitchens.com. Congrats, Sheldon. Sam Mayer destroyed his race car coming to congratulate you post-race.
Did he?
Yeah.
When?
When he tried to go back to pit road during the grass, he got in the grass and it launched. And
no. Because he destroyed. Didn't he bump me coming? He did something.
Yeah, but he destroyed it worse.
I don't even remember.
He destroyed it worse when he was going back to pit road and like just totally destroyed the front end. Can you talk about your relationship with Sam and how much it meant to you that he came in and tracked you down after the chicken flag?
Yeah, it's awesome. A lot of cars did. Worked with Sam, at GMS years ago, and it's crazy to think I don't feel old, 28, and he's, 23? Is that right? So I'm 5 years older than him, and we are in way different versions of life. I'm married with two kids. He is not married with two kids. So, yeah, we're quite a bit different. We're from opposite ends of the country. But he's simple. He's pretty easy. We were at breakfast this morning together, just us two. So we get along really well. We give each other shit when we do dumb stuff. Like I was giving him a hard time on Monday about last week. But I feel like we listen to each other, and that goes a long way, and work well together. Obviously, he got that damage early on, but maybe it would have been a little easier through the stages if he didn't have that. And yeah, I felt like I was fending for myself at times. But no, long story short, we get along really good, and yeah, he's honestly a great teammate. Oh yeah, let me see this. Oh, you got it right here. Oh. See, what's tough, right? The cup car doesn't have splitters anymore, so they can just like rip through the grass at 180, where he probably thought he was going slow enough to where it wouldn't grab, but like we almost touched the ground. So yeah, he probably didn't expect that either. That's pretty funny though. I'm not gonna lie. That's probably a bad thing. Now they're gonna tear it apart and make that thing better. They're gonna have time to work on it now.
All right. Do we have any questions in the press box?
What is the press box?
It's actually on the other side of the track. So people, like media members, can go over there and watch the race and then come back. But I just wasn't sure if we had anybody over
fancy
there. So sounds like there is no one in the press box. Okay, any final questions for Sheldon before we wrap? Okay, we'll end here with Deb.
Deb Williams, Auto Week, congratulations. You mentioned that the last 4 years had destroyed your confidence, but this year you're getting back to Chevrolet. You can go back to Josh Wise, and you said he helped you. How did Josh Wise help you get now to a better place or get to this point?
Oh, I mean, Josh is just incredible. He's got the best program in the sport by far. Like, I've been, obviously did my little manufacturer tour and got to work with all of them. You know, certain manufacturers offer good programs, and with Chevrolet, Josh Wise is the best by far. And we have a great group in there with Scott Speed, Dan Stratton, or Danny Stratton, and Dan Jansen. Yeah, and all of them were successful in life and in racing, and obviously Dan Jansen's a gold medalist in Olympics. So yeah, just a great environment, and sitting down with Josh and just talking to him. And I touched on earlier, like, there's 25 of us that are all in there all through the week, and it's like cutthroat in there. Like, we're all competitive. We get on the iRacing or there's some hand-eye coordination stuff, and it's a competition in all of it. So you just start getting small wins in there, and yeah, that builds the confidence. And then, yeah, I just stopped telling myself I was a loser and could do this.
So he helped you psychologically?
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Sheldon, congratulations again on that win. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
And we wish you the best of luck next week.
Thank you.